Blog Talk Radio. for your bride to take her place, and we'll hear the angels sing.
Oh, Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and bless you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and mighty move in our lives. And over this, I am that I am, prayer, tabernacle ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God and his Son's special and his Son's loom. May God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love, your power, and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you. That the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew fall upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, anoint this altar of praise, worship, and devotion, and lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, anoint this altar of praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of praise to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purify this altar of prayer, be a global altar of prayer for every nation, tongue, and tribe, and kingdom. Let us always magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs, wonders, and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you for opening the heavens. We thank you that your holy angels are now descending and ascending according to the words we speak. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that the heavens are open. We thank you, Father God, that the heavens are open. The Spirit of God has descended upon us as a dove of lightning. We thank you that your holy angels are yet to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and his Holy Spirit. I am Apostle Marco Brewer for my Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. This is the praise, worship, and prayers early morning devotion. Please join us in prayers now. Our Father and our God, we praise you and thank you. Your word says in everything, truly our King and God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thanks for your sustaining grace. Thanks for you are always faithful. And thanks for loving us so much that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and love you. Take complete control of this devotion and every detail of our lives. We repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, the cyberspace, networks, this radio block, over our families, our homes, and ministries. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus to activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for your armor, the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our Lord's credit with truth, according to Ephesians 6:10-18. Thanks for being a wall of fire around us and a glory within, according to Zechariah 2:5. Thank you for your holy angels ministering to us, protecting us, and enforcing your grace, your love, your feelings in our lives. We thank you for open heaven. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and thank you for souls being saved, healing, deliverance, restoration taking place, even as we pray. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will not be sad. I will not be defeated. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives by faith in me. I am blessed. I am healed. I am delivered. I am set free. Sickness cannot dwell in me. The number of my days you will fulfill. Sin cannot dominate me. Jesus Christ is my Lord. I am in him. His word dwells in me richly. I am more than a conqueror because of his love. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I can do all things by Christ. He is my strength. As the redeemed of the Lord, I say so. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. For Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, let us go more into worship this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
My soul finds rest in God alone. My peace depends on Him. In that place, quiet rest, He fills me from within. The holy presence fills you from within. Oh, pour on me your Holy Spirit of the living God. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Let's go into more prayers this morning in Jesus' name. Oh, my King, as I sit with you this morning, you are filling me with such a sense of your awesome presence and power. I feel so privileged in this moment to get a glimpse of a side of you that I quite often fail to recognize. I see you this morning on your horse, dressed in full armor, ready to battle. I see you looking down at your people, reminding them to get ready to be on the alert. I see you on the move, and you are taking us with you. As I gaze at your reflection, I'm sensing a need to see you as you are, to recognize the revelation of yourself that you are giving to your kids. If they will look for it, my spirit is being reminded, even as I bow my head to pray for the holiness of our King and the extent of his great power to be revealed with your sword drawn. You have cutting down all the counterfeits in our lives. With your sword drawn, you are pointing us in your direction and reminding us of our need to consciously look for you. As the word flows from your mouth and pours out on your people, Lord, I sense you are sharpening our awareness of your deep love for all people and reminding us to filter everything we do through your precious word. You are wiping away our fears, anxieties, and eliminating the pressure, eliminating the resistance we often put in order to protect ourselves. Help us to be aware of your refining fire and to gratefully grab on to your convictions. As I sense your presence this morning, I am also aware of all the holy angels and saints surrounding you. This revelation is empowering as I recognize how long you have been preparing us for the battle that is now upon us. I sense no fear, rather I sense victory, hope, and joy. I know in this moment your loving hand is upon us. And many who are praying this prayer as you get us ready for any contingency we might face. I also bow down before you, Jesus, acknowledging how very strong and how worthy I still am. In this moment of a conviction, I see you showing me that I still need to lay all of that down and trust you for all my needs if I am to persevere to the end. This is necessary because Satan is fighting as well as he should be, and his attacks are becoming sharper. He knows his time is short and that you are about to raise up an army of believers to take back the lost crown. Thank you for this new vision of you, my warrior King. I know you are still my shepherd, my provider, my comforter, and my friend. But I also see you as you are fully prepared for battle and fully capable of raising up your army of warriors. I know that you will not release me into the battle until I am fully prepared. I know you will also use who you will all. I know you will also use who you will use. This is all about you, Jesus. It is your battle. Please, I cry, help all who pray to be obedient to your call when they receive it. Be especially watchful over our church leaders worldwide, as their role is key and their obedience vital. Help all of us to learn from our past mistakes so that we will not repeat them. You are all in my King, all our praise and adoration. You are calling us to a higher standard of integrity and obedience than ever before. You are warning us to walk our walk as you reveal it to us. You are calling us to do what we feel to be to us and encourage us and just not talk us. Our battle is just beginning. We are standing on the threshold of a brand new day dawning. The trumpets are sounding and the bells are ringing. In this season of preparation, help us to recognize your call. Grant each of us, each one of our brothers and sisters, the awesome privilege of serving all the pleasure of our King. Help us to lay down our own selfish agendas, egos, and pride, and to seek after holiness and pure motivation. Therein lies our victory as we put our faith and trust in you and follow willingly where you lead. Remind us you cannot be kept in a box. No matter how organized, beautiful, or significant that box happens to be, take your rightful place as our warrior King and set the captives free. Provide for the homeless and helpless, and reveal your grace and your mercy to all who pray. To you be all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, I found myself struggling as I tried to connect with the Lord. It was in that struggle that he revealed himself as the Lord of hosts, so I could get a glimpse of him as he truly is. Many of us are very guilty of putting him in a convenient box that allows us to feel comfortable in a relationship with him. If we stay stuck in that box, we'll miss the best God has to give us. I would encourage you to take a look at God as he truly is. Here are a few descriptions of your study, my advocate, Job 16:19. Comforter in sorrow, Jeremiah 8:18. Wonderful counselor, Isaiah 9:6. My strong deliverer, Psalm 140:7. Our father, Isaiah 64:8. A sure foundation, Isaiah 28:16. God Almighty, Genesis 17:1. God who avenges us, Psalm 80:47. Our guide, Psalm 48. Our help, Psalm 33:20. Our guide, Psalm 48:14. Our confidence, Psalm 71. And a consuming fire, Deuteronomy 4:27. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord will march out like a mighty man. Like a warrior, he will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise the battle cry, and will triumph over his enemy. Isaiah 42:17. In Jesus' name we have prayed. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit. Let us continue in worshiping him. In Jesus' name, beholding his face.
Oh Lord our God, we exalt your loveliness. For you alone faithful and true. Reach in your mercy. A God who is holy, perfect in all His ways.
Moses said to God, show me your ways. Show me your ways. And the Lord said to Moses, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Truly, He has given His presence in His Son, in fulfillment to what He said to Moses many years ago. And His Son stood before the Jewish people in that day and said, come unto me, all you that labor and you are heavy laden. Come, and I will give you rest. Rest. Be at rest and be blessed. I will cause you to stand on that rock, and I will show you my glory, but you will not be able to see my face, for it's not time yet, but you will see my back parts, and I'll cause all my goodness to pass before you. And the Lord descended in a cloud and hid Moses in a rock, and He caused all His goodness to pass before Moses. And the Lord proclaimed His name, saying, the Lord, merciful and gracious, faithful and true, who forgiveth transgressions and iniquity. And Moses saw His glory. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. We were
Thank you.
your shield. Don't be afraid. He's your protection. Guard your thoughts and tell your thoughts. Listen, God is your shield. Don't be afraid. Don't let your thoughts go astray. Don't let your thoughts think of tomorrow. Think of that deal. Think of that symptom in your body, of what the doctors have said, of the impossibility of the situation. Bring your thoughts and your obedience to Christ. He's your shield. Fear not, my child, for I am with you. I will never, never leave you. I will never forsake you. Lift your eyes upwards to where I am. I am far above all your troubles. Come and see through my eyes. Fear not, my child. I will never, never leave you. I poured my blood out at Calvary to set you free. Wipe away your tears. I will set you free tonight. I'll set you free, my child, from all your fears. Just pour out your heart to the Lord. It's okay, you feel like crying, just cry. But don't resist the anointing. Yield to the anointing.
Sing in the spirit. Change. for one single minute, not for one single second, will I loosen my grip on you. You are safe and secure. Underneath are the everlasting arms of your God. Behold, I the Lord say unto you, don't be afraid. I am with you, saith the Lord. And full of mercy, oh Lord, you are so beautiful. Let your manifest glory come, Lord, upon everyone. Let your presence make your people whole. For the punishment of our feet fell upon you at the cross. And with your precious blood, you've purchased for us total healing, health, and wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. We receive it now. What you suffered to give us, Lord, we receive, Lord, your total wholeness.
Your health and your healing. I am your wisdom in the midst of confusion. I am your direction and your teacher. I am your faith. I am the way. Your deliverance. I am Jesus, and I have sent my angel to testify to all the churches. I am coming. I am your God, the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last. Whatever you need, I am that I am. Do not look to man. Do not look to the arm of flesh. Look to who I am. I am your Redeemer. I have redeemed you. Thank you, Jesus. This wonderful God, this powerful God, is your Savior, this holy God, awesome God, with whom nothing is impossible, is your Father. Lift your voices and give Him praise. Just thank Him. Father, I'm so grateful. You are my Father. The God of Moses is my Father. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is my Daddy. Shout your praises to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His Son, the King of Zion, is your Redeemer. His Son, His Royal Son, is your Savior. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. Who can stand before us? If this God is for us, who can stand before us? What enemy can successfully come against us? If this God is for us, what sickness can stand in our bodies? If this God is for us, which enemy can succeed against us? If God is for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Amen.
Day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight, no. I fooled around much too long. Oh, yes, I have. Now I'm black. But you see, I don't want to ever look back. No, 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 no. Because I know that I
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Listen, I call the name that brings new life, that holy life that fills my soul, that blessed name, living word, that He is Lord of everything. Call the name that brings new life, that holy life fills my soul, that blessed name, the living word, He is Lord of everything. I call the name. Glory, redemption story, to make us free. He lifts my spirit, oh I can feel it, to everyone, let freedom ring. I call the name,
the name of Jesus.
In the blood of the Lamb, what's there to fear now? See, the Lord is here now. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Call Him, hallelujah,
name of Jesus.
His name is Jesus. I call Him, cause He's the only
Lord, oh Lord,
I seek
You high above.